When you come to the church, who would you want to meet?
你想得到什么呢？
What do you want to get out of it?
那么今天你有没有得到你想要得到的东西？
Did you get what you wanted out of it?
如果你今天来是看见陈牧师，你的目的已经达到了哈。
如果 if you just want to come to see me, then you fulfilled your goal.
如果你今天来到教会的目的想遇见神的话，
if you want to meet the God,
弟兄姐妹，你有遇见耶稣？
Have you met him?
耶稣的邀请说，来，你们来看。
Jesus invited you to come and see.
其实有些最基本的问题需要我们去深入思考。
There are some basic questions that we really need to think deeply.
很多的时候遗憾我们不去思考这个问题。
Sometimes we just don't spend the time regretfully to think about them.
于是我们在人生中我们要了很多我们想要的东西。
Therefore we ask for a lot of things in our lives.
但是我们真正想要那个东西，我们甚至没有发现它是什么。
But the things that we really want, we even did not know what they are.
其实有时候要问这些问题，是确实要值得我们去思考的哈。
Sometimes these questions need a lot of pondering.
这个对我们人生有帮助。
It'll help us.
我以前在新泽西住的时候，
When I lived in New Jersey,
那个时候要申请美国绿卡，
And I need to apply for permanent residency.
于是呢，我就申请一个叫国家利益豁免的。
So I applied for a special category.
那当时这个刚刚出来啊，哈，那个只有加州这边的律师才知道怎么去做。
When it first came out, only the lawyers in California knows how to do that.
所以我就通过朋友联系知道这个牧师，我就知道这个律师，我就给这个加州的律师打电话。
So I contacted a lawyer in California.
啊，这个牧师，这个律师啊，他成功率非常高的。
And the lawyer has a great success rate.
他不但他是跟移民局有关系，他接手的案子几乎都可以成。
Not only he has a great relationship with the immigration officers, but every case he got almost are successful.
第一次跟他讲电话，哇，他问了我好多的问题。
The first time when I called him, he asked me so many questions.
每个问题都很尖锐。
Every question is very sharp.
你为什么适合申请这个？
Why do you think you are suited for this category?
哎，你有哪些成就？
What achievements do you
have? 你为什么可以说？哦，
Why?
问了，跟他讲完电话，我觉得，哎呀，真是好累啊，这个。
After the phone call, I was so exhausted.
啊，后来有好多的人就看到我办绿卡办完了，说，哎，你的律师介绍给我好了。
Many people, after them seeing me gaining the permanent residency, asked me for a recommendation of the lawyer.
所以我把律师介绍给他之后，每个人讲完了说，哎呀，你这个律师不行，他问了我问题问的太多太厉害了，他挡不住他。
After I recommended him, a lot of people said, oh, I can't handle him, he asked too many questions.
所以你过不了他这一关的话，你自然就，啊，他就不会继续给你办下去。
Well, if you can't pass the questioning, then he wouldn't be your lawyer.
前几天还有个年轻人问我，你有没有认识律师的？我说，哎，想起来我的律师，说不定他还在做律师呢。
The other day, someone asked me for a recommendation. I just thought him.
结果发现他真的，他就在洛杉矶耶。
And he still works in Los Angeles.
不过这个年轻人打过电话之后回来说，啊，陈牧师，你这个律师太厉害了，问的问题我不行，
And the young man had the same reaction. He still asked a lot of questions.
所以这个就是说我们真的去回答这些比较深刻的问题，其实是对我们人生有益处的。
When we really try to answer those deep questions, it'll really benefit us.
所以人确实需要思考耶稣所提出的问题。
And we really need to think about the questions that Jesus gave us.
我们要得到什么呢？
What do we want?
或许有的人想的是发家致富。
Some people desire wealth and success.
或许有的人想的是身体健康。
Some seek physical wellness.
或许有的人想要的是家庭幸福。
Others long for family happiness.
那么也许有的人想的是功成名就。
And some people just want success.
但是这并非是耶稣所要问我们的真正问题。
But that's not the real question Jesus was asking us.
耶稣所要我们的真正问题是说，你人生到底想要得到什么？
And the question is, what do you really want out of your life?
所以耶稣是利用这个机会来邀请门徒去认真思考 灵魂深处的问题。
Jesus used this question to ask his followers to really think about deeply in their soul what they really wanted.
你去探索。
And you explore that.
你有没有会发现？
And you may have new discovery.
你内心中那个真正的愿望是什么？
And what is your true desire?
在基督教信仰当中啊，这个愿望啊，有一个不太好的名声啊。
In the Christian faith world, desire has a not great connotation.
我们想到说，如果我想要什么的话，这个大概就是我的心里面想要的东西，肯定就不是合神心意的。
Sometimes when we think about what we want, we always think, oh, that's not pleasing to God.
想到人的愿望啊，都是邪恶。
And sometimes we think our desires are sinful.
必定是来自于人的情欲哈。
It's because from our lust.
那就是神不喜悦的。
And that's not pleasing to God.
那这种对愿望的误解啊，就造成了难以避免，我们会有一种罪恶感。
Sometimes the misunderstanding of a desire will lead to guiltful feeling.
但也没有办法去改变我们被愿望所左右的这个命运。
But sometimes we just can't change that because we are driven by desire.
大家是不是被愿望所左右的？
Are you driven by desires?
其实人的愿望是必要的。
Actually, desires are essential.
你看你没有愿望的话，你早上能起床吗？
If you don't have desire, would you get out of your bed in the morning?
我起来想干什么？
What do I want to do when I get up?
我真的没有任何的愿望。
And there is no motivation.
你起不来的嘛。
And you wouldn't get out of your bed.
你没有愿望的话，你想想你会承担任何的责任吗？
If you don't have desire, would you take any responsibilities?
你没有愿望的话，你也不会去主动去做任何创造性的工作。
And if you don't have desire, you wouldn't be creative.
所以应当给愿望证明。
So we need to correct that, our understanding of the desires.
因为愿望本身它也是个好的东西。
Desire actually is a good thing.
那么愿望乃是人类行为背后的一个非常有力的一个推手。
Desires are the great motivations behind our behaviors.
说当人没有真正去分辨、去思想、去辨别我的愿望的时候，
When we don't think and discern what our desires are,
其实你整个人还是被各种各样的念头来左右。
Then you're just driven by all kinds of thoughts.
你怎么说话？
How do you speak?
你怎么行事？
How do you behave?
你怎么对某些事情怎么反应？
How do you react to some things?
你好像都不能自己控制。
It seems like you cannot really control that.
所以人被各种的意念所推动，这是很苦不堪言的。
When we are driven by all kinds of thoughts, that's very painful.
希腊神话里面啊，有一个人，他的名字叫纳西瑟斯。
There's a Greek myth called Narcissus.
那么他刚刚出生的时候，他的父亲就去求问那个神明哈。
When he was first born, his father asked.
那么他就希望他的新生儿可以健康啊，可以长寿啊。
And he wished his newborn is healthy and live a long time.
所以神明就跟他说，哦，你想你儿子活得长可以。
And the God said, sure, he can live a long time.
但是他不能照镜子。
But he cannot look at himself in the mirror.
他如果不照镜子的话，他就可以长寿。
If he doesn't look himself in the mirror, he can live a very long time.
所以他们家把所有的镜子都藏起来了。
So they hid all the mirrors.
所以呢，这个纳西瑟斯就慢慢长大。
Narcissus grew up.
他成了全希腊最俊美的男子。
And he became the most handsome guy in the whole Greek.
很多的女子向他求爱哈。
Many, many women fall in love with him.
他都无动于衷的哈。
And he didn't feel anything.
有一天呢，他真的去出去打猎。
One day he went out hunting.
那打猎完了，他就有点渴。
And he was thirsty after that.
他想找一个地方去喝水。
He wanted to have some water.
于是他到了一个湖边。
And he went to a lake.
他到了湖边一喝水，就从那个湖水里面看到了他的影像。
And he saw himself reflection in the water.
哇，他一下就 fall in love with himself.
他就爱上了自己。
所以呢，以至于不能自拔。
And he couldn't get out of it.
他没有办法离开那个湖水。
And he couldn't even leave the lake.
因为离开这个地方，他就没有地方可以看到他自己的影像。
Because if he leaves the lake, he couldn't see himself again.
那么最后他在那个湖边是憔悴而亡。
He died by the lake eventually.
所以呢，英文里这个自恋这个词呢，就是从他的名字出来的。
Self-love is from this word.
Narcissus.
His name, Narcissus.
所以你看。愿望有多大的推手啊。
So how great this motivation does to our behaviors.
你脑子里有很多的概念，知道什么是该做，什么是不该做，那是另外一回事。
You know what to do and what not to do in your head.
但是当愿望进来的是，它马上怎么样，就把你怎么样，就 overtake you。
But when desires comes into your head, you are overtaken by that.
其实人的愿望有三类。
There are three different types of desires.
第一类呢，人的愿望是属于人的需要。
It's our basic needs.
如果我饿了，我就肯定要吃。
If I'm hungry, I'm going to eat.
如果我渴了，我一定要喝。
If I'm thirsty, I'll drink.
如果我要冷了，我一定要穿上衣服。
If I'm cold, I'll put on clothes.
如果天气太热，我一定要想办法防暑降温呢。
If it's hot, then I'll try to be cool.
因为这是我这个生命存在的一个必须的基本的条件。
This is the basic need of my survival.
所以这是人的需要。
And that's human needs.
那第二类呢，是人的愿望，就是想，当我满足了这些基本的需要的时候，我希望我可以受到人的尊重。
The second desire, after your human needs are satisfied, you want to get respect.
我希望做出贡献。
And wish to make contributions.
所以这种愿望是美好的。
And these desires are very positive.
但是现实是在这个堕落的世界，我们常常落入了第三类。
But in this corrupted world, we often fell into the third category.
那就是人的欲望。
And that's lust.
欲望就是人企图用不正当的手段。
And we try to use improper ways.
想得到错误的东西。
To satisfy the wrong things.
来满足人内心的需要。
So that we feel like it's desire we need to be satisfied.
所以人平时常常不区别什么是我的愿望，什么是我的欲望。
We don't usually differentiate between desires and lusts.
所以我们常常就被各种的欲望所驱使。
And we are driven by lust.
但是我们对我们内心真正的那个愿望是什么，常常一无所知。
But we still don't know what exactly our inner desires are.
所以人一生追求很多东西。
And we long for many things in our lives.
你可能也得到很多东西。
And you may have gotten a lot of things.
但是就像耶稣所问的问题，你想要得到什么呢？
But as Jesus asked, what do you want?
这个问题乍听起来好像是阿拉丁神灯里那个精灵一样啊。
It seems like a question from Aladdin's genie.
随你要，你要什么就给什么。
What do you want? And he will satisfy you.
那么有个电影叫 Bruce Almighty 哈。
There's a movie called Bruce Almighty.
不知大家有没有看过 Jimmy Carrey 演的。
I don't know if you have watched it from Jimmy Carrey.
因为他是一个当时不太得意的一个电视台记者。
He was not doing too well as a journalist on a TV station.
然后他对这个上帝啊有很多的抱怨哈。
And he has a lot of complaints for God.
有一天他突然间遇见了上帝。
One day he met God.
上帝说，我听见了，你跟我的抱怨都我都听见了，已经太多了哈。
God says, I heard all your complaints. There are many.
所以今天呢，我决定。
Today I decided.
我让你做上帝。
I'll make you God.
给你一个星期。
For a week.
我把所有的这个 power 都给你哈。
I'll give you all the powers I have.
然后他就问他说：“上帝，那你干什么去
？”And he asks, then what are you going to do?
我上帝说：“我去度假哈。
”God says, I'm going to be on vacation.
所以呢，他一看啊。突然间他得到了上帝的能力哈。
Suddenly he has all the powers from God.
哎，第一开始他还挺高兴的。
First he was really
哎呀，他可以在水上行走。
He can walk on water.
哎呀，可以有些想做什么就做什么。
Do whatever he wants.
啊，到晚上突然头痛。
At night he had a headache.
他说怎么这么多声音呢
？Why there are so many sounds?
哎呀，说这是祷告。
Those are prayers.
哎呀，成千上万的声音。
There are thousands of them.
太烦了。
Oh, so disturbing.
不想听这声音。
I didn't want to hear it.
不管什么祷告，一律同意，同意，同意。
No matter what the prayers are, I agree.
我同意了，你们就不再去，不再讲吧，没有，全部满足。
I grant all the wishes.
想要什么给你什么。
Whatever you want, you get it.
结果他就安静睡觉，没有声音。
So he went to sleep without any noises.
第二天早上一起来，哇，整个世界乱套了。
The second morning when he woke up, the whole world is in a mess.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们真的上帝给有我们真的想要的东西啊，这个世界就不知是什么样子了啊。
If God grants everything for us, I don't know what the world will be like.
可能有人说，哦，我的这个属灵的清单呐、啊，我要的东西啊，都很属灵，我想亲近神呐、啊，我想多爱主啊啊。
Some people may think, oh, all my requests are really spiritual. I want to be closer to God.
但是我想这些愿望都是美好啊。
And I think those desires are great.
但是常常美好的愿望最后不了了之。
And many times the beautiful desires end up in nowhere.
因为实在那推动我们的那些个欲望的那个惯性是非常大的。
Because we're in this inertia.
没有办法去抗拒。
And we cannot resist it.
因为我们没有去分别，也没有去审视这些欲望。
And we didn't examine this desires.
所以耶稣这次邀请我们说，你们来审是内心。
And this time, Jesus invites us to look at our hearts closely.
这样你才会发现你真正内心所要的是。
And so that you know what exactly you want.
这样你才可以实现自我。
And then you realize your self value.
这就是开启我们人生的心灵之旅。
And that's the opening of the journey of our heart.
所以面对上述这三种不同的这个推手，我们应该认真去区分的对待哈。
So we really need to discern the three different types of desires that we talked about.
其实对于第一类人生的基本需要哈
，the human survival's needs.
那么这个上帝其实已经赐给我们了。
God has already given us.
大家记不记得主导文是怎么说的
？Do you remember what's in the Lord's Prayer?
我们日用的饮食。今日赐给我们。
Give us today our daily bread.
其实这个不用，其实我们很多的东西真的不用求上帝都给的嘞。
Many things we don't really need to ask for God.
我们基本的需要神已经给我们。
And he has already met our basic needs.
其实包括不信的人也是一样。
Even for those non-followers.
上帝依然去满足他们基本的需要。
And he still meets their basic needs.
因为圣经说，他叫日头照好人，也照歹人。
As he says, he makes the sun rise on the good and the evil.
降雨给义人，也给不义的人。
And sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous.
因为这一类呢，是属于上帝给人类普遍的恩典啊。
And that's a grace that God has given to the whole humankind.
那么对于第三类，这个肉体的欲望其实也不难识别哈。
Regarding the lust, it's easy to discern.
因为它是我们日常常见的这个行为啊，这个背后的推手。
And we've seen it as a driving force behind our daily behavior.
这种推手那个力量能量巨大。
It's very difficult to overcome that.
因为它可以完全左右我们人类的行为哈。
Because it can really hold our life in its hand.
所以要想制约它，我们必须要首先发现我们内心真正的愿望是什么。
In order to resist lust, we need to know what our true desires are.
因为欲望本身它是扭曲了我们心里本来就有的那个美好的愿望。
Lust really twisted what exactly we wanted, the beautiful desires.
而是以弯曲的道路代替。
And it gave us a twisted path.
其结果就如饮鸩止渴一样。
It's almost like a drinking poison to quench thirst.
就像那个高中生啊，哈。
Just like a high schooler.
那么这个 teenager 他们很希望说啊，我可以被人接受，我可以有很多朋友。
They want to be accepted and have many friends.
于是他就想加入人家那一伙，人家说哦，你要想加入我们啊。
They want to join a certain group, and people will say, "If you want to join us,
你必须跟我们做一样的事哦。
You must do the same things I do."
所以我们吸毒，你吸吗
？We do drugs, do you?
我们偷东西，你偷吗
？We steal, do you?
啊，这个 teenager 太想、渴望 被人家接纳，希望自己有朋友。Yes,
the teenager has such a desire to join a group and be accepted. He said yes.
因为很多年轻人就是这样。
And many people do that.
跌入了陷阱了。
And they fall into pit holes.
耶稣问我们：“你想要什么？”
Jesus asks us, "What do you want?"
耶稣并没有说。问我们那些肤浅的愿望。
And he didn't ask us superficial wishes.
他没有说你圣诞节，今年圣诞节要要什么。
And he didn't ask you, what do you want for Christmas?
他没有说你过生日时要望什么。
And what do you want for your birthday?
他是希望我们说，看看你的内心，你真正的需要什么。
And he wants us to examine our heart deeply and see what you really want.
所以每一位来到耶稣面前的人都需要回答这个问题。
It's a question that every follower of Jesus should answer.
这个问题我没有方法去帮助你去回答。
This is a question that I cannot help you with.
你不能走出了今天的教会，你说，哦，陈牧师今天讲了耶稣问的问题，你想要得什么？啊，我终于知道了，从这个讲道我知道我想要什么。
You wouldn't be able to say when you walk out church and say, oh, Pastor Chen talked about what do you want question, now I know exactly what I want.
不可能。
That's not possible.
因为这耶稣问题是问你自己的。
And that's a question from Jesus to you.
这需要你自己回答。
And it needs you to think about it and answer.
你要想回答，你要自己去寻求。
And you need to explore the answers.
所以啊，这个系列的讲道啊，我都会配了一些这个简单的属灵的操练。
So for this series of sermons, I'll give you practice questions.
你听完了这个讲道呢，你如果不做这个操练，其实这个讲道等于白听。
If you heard the sermon but didn't do it in practice, then it's time wasted.
因为耶稣问题不是问我，是问你的。
Because the questions Jesus have is not for me, but for you.
我怎么知道你的答案是什么？
I don't know what your answers are.
对吧？所以你要去问耶稣啊。
Right?So you need to ask Jesus.
所以我就是要邀请你去跟耶稣有一段安静相处的时间。
I invite you to have a quiet time with Jesus.
所以我们这次讲完这个系列，我下一次再讲这个系列呢，是在这个月的月底哈。
After this sermon, the next one will be at the end of the month.
你有三个星期的时间。
You have 3 weeks.
如果你能找出来四个小时的空余时间。
If you can find 4 hours.
六个小时
，or six，
八个小时
，or eight。
但是我其实我相信你找出四个小时肯定能找出来。
But I think you can really find 4 hours at least。
只是你想不想做、啊、
？Whether you want to do it or not is the question。
找一个安静的地方、啊、
Find a secluded area。
不会受到任何的干扰。
Not to be interrupted。
不会接电话。
And not taking phone calls。
不会查短信。
And not check your messages.
不会 check 你的 email.
And not your emails.
你跟耶稣有一段单独的时间。
You have a long time. A long time.
在 slow 啊，我有我自己的 favorite spot.
In slow, 我有一个自己最喜欢的地方。
你们知道在哪里啊
？Do you know what that is?
我告诉你啊
，I'll tell you.
这个是不是秘密哈
？It's not a secret.
Pismo Beach.
It's Pismo Beach.
有个 Dinosaur Park 是不是
？There's a dinosaur park.
就喜欢坐在那个椅子上、啊。
I love sitting on the bench.
日落的时候哈、
啊、，watching the sunset.
冲着那海，你看。
And watch the view.
你就想，耶稣问你，你想要什么
？And then you can think, what do you want?
花几个小时去思想。
Spend a few hours thinking about it.
在 Orange County， 我最喜欢去的地方就是 Newport Beach.
In Orange County, I love to go to Newport Beach.
真的。这个只有在你安静的时候，你就想象耶稣站在你面前。
Seriously, when you're in a quiet spot, you think about what Jesus questions.
耶稣坐在你的旁边。
And he sits next to you.
我给你建议了三个问题哈。
I suggest 3 questions for you.
哎呀，我的秘书怎么把这个 A B C 印成 D E F 了哈？Anyway， 这个。一面是中文，一面是英文，哈。三个问题，第一个是你未完成的梦想是什么
？The first question is, what are your unfulfilled dreams?
如果你的生命会重来一次，你会有哪些改变
？Second question, if you could live your life again, what changes would you make?
如果你只有几个月的寿命，你如何去利用这段时间
？The third question, if you had only a few months to live.How would you spend that time?
这个三个探索性的问题就是来帮助你认识你内心真正的愿望是什么。
These 3 explorational questions are really targeted at trying to find out what you want.
前有一个姐妹说，她就说 最想要，我想要一个花园。
There was a sister who said she really desires a beautiful garden.
好，继续想，你想要一个花园干什么？
And then you can think about what do you want with the garden.
她说在那个花园她会觉得很放松。
And she said she will be feeling very relaxed in the
最好有很漂亮的花。
And beautiful flowers.
最好有个亭子。
And there's a pentagon.
啊，还有地方可以坐。
And there are places for sitting.
泡上一壶茶。
And then have some tea.
在那里面，她想要一个花园。
She wants a garden.
你真的是想要一个花园吗
？Do you really want a garden？
其实慢慢就会发现，他内心处想要的是一个内心的安静跟平静。
And then you finally find out she desires a place of peace。
实际上，他是生活里面有很多的压力、很多的紧张的事，他真的是渴望能有放松的一个机会。
She has a lot of stress in her life, so she really desires a place of relaxation.
其实有些从很浅浅的这些问，这个我想要的，可以慢慢慢慢深入到你内心的愿望。
You can deepen your thoughts from very simple desires.
可能有人会说，陈牧师，你能确保我能够发现我内心真正要什么吗
？Some people may ask me, Pastor Chen, can you ensure that I find what I need?
我保证你会发现。
I promise you, you will.
我只是不知道你会发现什么。
I just don't know what you will find.
因为这个以前的人都有做过啊。
Many people have done it before.
以前有一个修女叫德兰修女的哈。
There's a Teresa of Avila.
那么常常管她叫大德兰哈。
I don't know how to say that.
Teresa the Great.
Teresa the Great.
因为不要跟那个 Mother Teresa 混在一起嘛，有些区分哈。她曾经写过一本书，这本书的名字叫 Interior Castle 哈。
She wrote a book called Interior Castle, 内心世界。
灵心城堡。
灵心城堡。
我们当中大概没有人读这个书，她就是讲到说，她把自己的这个灵魂呢，看作一个城堡啊。
And she describes her soul as a castle.
那么在这个城堡中有很多很多的房间。
Inside the castle, there are many rooms.
她每进到一个房间，就是她在祷告灵性方面跟神亲近的一个标志。
Every room is a symbol of her spending time with God.
那么她把她的属灵的经历记录下来哈。
And she wrote down her spiritual journey.
一共有七个这样的城堡。
And there are seven castles.
到最后一个城堡。
The last castle.
她就可以达到那种与上帝合一的感受。
And is where she becomes one with God.
所以这个是完全可能的事情。
So this is entirely possible.
所以我们现在还没有说你要到第七个城堡，大概连第一个还没到呢。
We don't have to be in the seventh castle right now. You may not be even in the first one.
第一个问题是，我内心最根本的愿望是什么
？So the first question is what exactly your true desires are.
所以今天我们思考了耶稣所问的第一个问题。
Today we contemplated the very first question Jesus asked.
你想要什么
？What do you want?
你想要得到什么
？What do you want to get out of it？
如果你在这个世界上还有一些有限的时间的话，你打算用这些时间来得到你想要得到的东西
？If you have limited time on this earth, what exactly do you want to get out of it？
耶稣给我们的第一个邀请就说：“你们来看。
”Jesus gave us the first invitation, "Come and see."
邀请我们来到他的面前。
Invite us to come to him.
一起来检视我们的内心
，and to examine our inner hearts。
相信我们，如果弟兄姐妹这样去做的话，你慢慢就会跟耶稣建立出那种亲密无间的关系。
When we do that, we'll come to establish a close relationship with God。
那并允许他来重新塑造我们的生命
，and allow him to mold us。
所以，审视内心，实现自我。
Examine our inner hearts so that will lead you self.Realization.
所以今天的讲道完了，给大家有一个功课啊。
So I have a homework for you.
就是这个插页啊。
So in the inner leaves.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你赐给我们话语。
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for the words you gave us.
也是帮助我们指出人生的目标。
To help us understand the goal of our lives.
主，我们知道我们的生命出自于你。
Lord, we know you created us.
我们的灵魂是你所造的。
And our soul are from you.
我们在母亲的肺腑之中，你已经知晓。
And you already know us when we are in our mother's womb.
你的手亲自塑造我们。
And your hand shape us.
你比我们自己更了解我们是怎样的人。
You know us better than ourselves.
我们感谢你将这永生的盼望放在我们的心里。
We thank you for the eternal hope you gave us.
感谢主，你将圣灵赐给我们做生命的指南。
Thank you for the Holy Spirit as our guidance in our life.
愿主你帮助我们每一个人。
May you help us, each every one of us.
每一个愿意来到耶稣基督面前说，主啊，请你帮助我。
Everyone who came to you and asked for your help.
让我们发现我们内心深处的愿望。
So that we can find out what our inner true desires are.
让我们可以实现我们人生的终极目标。
So we can realize our life's goal.
谢谢主的恩典。
Thank you for your grace.
将今天每一位听到这信息的交托你的恩手当中。
Everyone who heard the sermon in your hands.
愿主你看顾保守他们的内心。
May you watch and keep their hearts.
愿他们的灵魂发光。
May their spiritual soul glorifies you.
可以照亮他们的人生。
So that they can light up their lives.
将一切荣耀归给你。
May all glories to you.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
Pray in the name of your Son.
Amen.
Jesus Christ, Amen.